You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman J. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday for your pleasure. The best music. La Cala Radio. It's a high class show, a high class show, a high class show, a high class show. It's Norman J here, your voice on the radio. It's a high class show, a high class show, a high class show, a high class show.
I'm her yesterday man.
Hi and welcome to another Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman J. Thanks for joining me. This week is going to be a 60s classic. We're going to be talking about Radio Caroline, the pirate ship that brought great sounds to the kids of the UK. 63, 64, 65 were the greatest years in pop. And we're going to be speaking to a couple of the original DJs off that fabulous ship, or the two ships of the Radio Caroline organisation. Stay with us. Don't go away. Don't move that dial. In the early 60s, there was a music revolution, and I'm glad I was there. The music needed a vehicle. The vehicle came along. It was Radio Caroline. Names like Barry Maguire, the Beach Boys. Exciting music. A new sound.
8 days a week, I love you. 8 days a week.
And then there was some new guys from Liverpool. Yes, we had the Beatles and the Mersey Sound.
She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
Names like Bell Drummond, Billy Joe Royal, Bobby Goldsboro.
Because I love you so, and I'll die just a little because I have to go.
Unfortunately, the BBC, who were the major radio company at the time, were still doing programmes like Workers' Playtime, Family Favourites, and Mother's Hour, and of course the Archers.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks.
This was real music. We had Dylan working his way through America with his songs that were trying to change the world. Rebel. So Radio Caroline came along, a pirate ship to broadcast all this fabulous music to the young kids of the UK. And this is what Caroline was saying, and the guys on Caroline, Catches If You Can.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Song called Friday on My Mind, and it was by the Easy Beats. And did you know the Easy Beats were from Australia? Yep, they were the best known pop group in Australia between the years of 1964 and 1969, and that was their big hit that crossed the water to the UK and to Europe. Well, let's go. Radio Caroline started broadcasting in 1964. It was unlicensed, and the government was quickly on its tracks. Radio Caroline began on Good Friday, 27th of March 1964, commenced regular broadcasting onwards. It broadcast from a Danish ferry, an ex-Danish ferry called the Frederica, and renamed the MV Caroline, and anchored 3 miles off the coast of Felixstowe. Now, in April 1964, another radio ship started broadcasting called the Atlanta. That was broadcasting from the MV Mi Amigo, a former coaster anchored off the Harwich coast. Okay, both stations operated independently for 7 months until they underwent a merger of the companies. The Caroline moved to an anchorage off Ramsey in the Isle of Man, which was the ship I used to listen to, and that was called Radio Caroline North, while the MV Mi Amigo remained on the coast of Essex broadcasting as Radio Caroline South. The guy that put it all together, the man with the idea, was Ronan O'Reilly, who was an Irish businessman. He was currently in Soho, and he was running a couple of clubs in the Soho scene. And also, he was managing some early 60s acts like Georgie Fame. He listened to Radio Luxembourg and thought there was a need for something, you know, something local, because Radio Luxembourg was a bit iffy. Sometimes you could hear it, sometimes you couldn't hear it. And the UK needed this vehicle for this fantastic music. Ronan later became not just a music promoter and a broadcaster, but also a film producer, producing a film with Marianne Faithfull called The Girl on a Motorcycle, and later became very good friends with George Lazenby, who played James Bond. Anyway, Radio Caroline. John Fred and the Playboy Band with a song called Judy in Disguise. Judy in Disguise with the Glasses was inspired by the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And the guys in the band didn't like the ending that Fred had put on the song, which is the last bit, which is you've got to take off your glasses. However, Fred was the band leader and insisted on the ending. And Judy in Disguise went on to knock Hello Goodbye from the Beatles off the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 in January 1968. You'll always have a great welcome at the Club Nautica at Urbanisation San Jordi, overlooking the harbour, open every day. Swim in the pool and enjoy excellent food prepared fresh daily. Swiss cuisine at its best, with a twist. Open every day, don't forget Club Nautica. To book a reservation, call 977-486-000. That's 977-486-000. It's a fantastic place with a fantastic atmosphere. And a lovely chef. And music every Friday night with me, Norma J. So come on down to the Club Nautica for a great night and, as I say, some absolutely fabulous food. I can remember listening to Radio Carline when I was about 16. I have visions of me buying my first motorbike and sitting in the garden cleaning it with possibly a girlfriend or a couple of girlfriends and listening to the sounds of Radio Carline. One song that I heard on Radio Carline was this one, and I lost this song for many, many years, and only just in the last 12 months, due to the fantastic technology these days and YouTube, I found it. It's a song called Lingering On.
It's hard to forget these moments I shared with you. Love may be lost, you may be gone, still there's a thousand memories to dream upon.
Well, Peter Long was a singer of that song, Lingering On. I didn't know his name. I recorded Radio Caroline illegally on my Danset two-track reel-to-reel radio, reel-to-reel recorder, as I did every Top of the Pops from the BBC for about 10 years, from the age of 11 to being in my 20s. And then continued after that on the cassette player. Fantastic years, fantastic music. Anyway, there we are. I can't find any more information about Peter Law, unfortunately, but it was a great song. I've recently found out it was covered by Tom Jones and a few other people, but I sort of didn't link there the song. I just remembered a few little lyrics in my mind and this fantastic sort of tune. Anyway, there we are. A song rediscovered by me and hopefully shared with you. Radio Caroline's first broadcast on 28th March 1964 was presented by Chris Moore. Presenters Tony Blackburn, Tom Lodge, Roger Day, Simon D, Tony Prince, Spangles Muldoon, Keith Sooks, Johnny Walker, Robbie Dale, Dave Lee Travis, Andy Archer became well known. Some DJs from the USA and Commonwealth countries, such as Graham Webb, Tom Lodge, Emperor Roscoe, Steve Young and Keith Hampshire, including Colin Nicol and Norman St. John, were also heard. And DJ Jack Spector of WMCA Good Guys in New York regularly recorded a program for Radio Caroline.
More fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
And that was the Turtles. And this is an interview with Tony Prince.
Hey, Norman, how are you?
Hey, how are you, mate? All right?
I think I'm as hot as you at the moment.
Ah, it's fairly warm over there, is it, today?
It's fantastic, yeah. It's supposed to be raining tomorrow. Well, it would be, because we're having the opening ceremony of the Olympics. But right now, last four days have been too hot. Okay, Norman, it's the Norman Jay Show featuring the Royal Regal Rocking Ruler, Tony Prince.
Tony Prince.
How are you, Norman?
I'm great, Tony, thank you. When did you join Radio Caroline?
I joined Radio Caroline in December 1965.
Right.
I'd been on a TV show in Bristol called Disagogo, and we used to have all the pop groups coming and performing live.
Yeah.
And one of the singers who came down was a young lad called Tony Blackburn.
Uh-huh.
And I knew him to be a pirate DJ. I used to read about this Radio Caroline in the NME, the New Musical Express paper.
Yep, yep.
And I couldn't hear it in Bristol. We were out of the signal reach. So I was really pleased to meet Tony and talk about it and learn more about it. And he told me the person to contact should I ever wish to become a broadcaster on Caroline. And indeed, a few months later, the TV show came to an end. I contacted Tony's names and I got a job, and they rolled me out to Radio Caroline South.
Right.
Because it was coming up to Christmas and the DJs wanted to be on leave and they hadn't got enough DJs. So they put me on the South Ship, although I think they knew that I had a northern accent and really my place was better up north. But I did about half a dozen weeks on Caroline South, and I was working then with Tony Blackburn, Dave Lee Travis, the Emperor Roscoe, there were great DJs out there. And then I went up Caroline North, and on that ship I was working with Baby Bob Stewart, Daffy Don Allen, Jerry Super Layton, Ugly Ray Turrets, Mike Ahern, I hope I haven't missed anybody. Oh, Mick loves it. He's the DJ who got married on board the ship.
Right.
And I spent a year and a half up there on Caroline North, leaving finally when the Marine Offences Act made it illegal for us to work out there in August 1967.
You was on there a long, long time. Wow, okay.
Nearly two years. We used to do 2 weeks on board ship, and then we got a week off, and we were paid for our week off. So we were young lads, it was the 60s, and we'd come off the ship with 3 weeks' wages in our pocket.
Yeah.
And I'd head straight down to London, and I used to share a room in a hotel with the Emperor Roscoe. And we just had a great time. It was the 60s. It was wild.
Did you have many girlfriends then?
I lost count. You know, it was a bit competitive. The DJs were very competitive.
Okay.
Hey, little girl, I'm in a whirl. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees. Forgive me. Been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give you warning. You wake up and find me gone some sunny morning. Things that I said run through my head. I've been a bad, bad boy. My past is black, I'm coming back. I've been a bad, bad boy. In my time I've done a lot of things I'd better not remember. But you see such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run apart from discomfusion. You've got to face it, I'm a loser. I'm just a cloud when I'm down. And while you sleep, I softly weave. I've been a bad, bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be alright. I've been a bad, bad boy. Just hold my hand, I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day, you
Have you got a little funny story about Caroline? Anything that happened?
Funny stories? Well, there are loads of funny stories. Yeah, I mean, just, if you've seen the boat that rocked, everybody says to me, "Is the boat that rocked about you guys?"
Yeah.
Well, it was. There was only us out there on the ship. So yes, it was about the pirates of the 60s.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was true in the film, because they showed lots of women on board the ship.
Yeah.
Can you hear that ice cream cart just going by?
I'll have a 69er, thanks.
Yeah. The film showed lots of girls on board the ship,
yep.
And there weren't any girls ever on board Radio Caroline. The only time there was ever a girl on board the ship was when Mick Lovesit married Jan Turrett, Ugly Ray Turrett's sister.
Yeah,
we had a real pirate wedding.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing I have to always mention to people is how brave Tony Blackburn was on Caroline South. We'd been off the air for 3 days because there was a cable right at the top of the 120-foot mast. And it was stopping this going on air. It was causing a short circuit.
Okay, yeah.
So after 3 days of bobbing around in a force-10 storm without the engineers able to get alongside of us, we decided to climb up the mast ourselves. And Dave Lee Travis had a go. He did about 5 rungs and came down. DJ called Norman St. John went up a little further and came down. It's so cold. And then I had a go, and I went about halfway. Now, when you got to halfway on this mast, you're already swaying about 20 foot either way.
I can imagine.
But they've got then a new mast welded onto the top to make it higher so that the ship can broadcast a long way.
Uh-huh.
And the rungs on that part of the mast were too wide to take the safety harness clip. So the worst part of the journey was climbing that second part of the mast.
Right.
And I came back down. I was not going to take the chance. Now, Tony Blackburn gets the harness on, goes up, and he went all the way to the top of the mast.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, when you get to the top up there, you're swaying 40 feet either side. You're freezing cold. Your hands are freezing. And you've no safety harness. Anyway, he got the cable. We came back on air, and to me, Tony Blackburn, no matter what anybody says to him about him being a silly DJ, he was my hero.
He's
still
a star.
Is.
Absolute star. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks, Tony.
That's okay.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish you all your best with your new projects.
Thank you, Norman. But I've only one thing to say to you now, Norman.
Yeah.
Vamos a la playa!
Muchas gracias, señor. Okay? Adeo. Adeo.
Bye-bye. Adios.
Okay. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, Norman.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, home of the good guys. It's now exactly 8 o'clock, Bulova watch time. BULOVA Bulova, the world's largest makers of quality Swiss watches. Yes, indeed. Good morning, everyone. Tony Blackburn here with you, feeling a little under the weather this morning. We've got about an 8-force gale out there blowing, so I'm strapped in the seat this morning, hoping that you're going to enjoy all the music. This is number one in the countdown this week from the Spencer Davis Group. It's called Keep On Running.
Keep on running. Keep on hiding. One fine day, I'm going to be the one to make you understand. Make me feel so sad. Hey, everyone is
It's past 8 o'clock, and that was the Spencer Davis Group, Keep On Running. I don't know about being on a medium wave. We're on a very rough wave this morning. Never mind. I hope you're all feeling fit and well. The Tony Blackburn Show from Radio Caroline South. And just think, if a Polish woman married Batman, she'd be a Batpole.
Do you love Caroline on 199? The Caroline car sticker will tell everybody that you do. Join the Caroline Club and get a car sticker plus a host of...
Come on down to the La Hacienda restaurant and grill at Miami Playa, Avenue Barcelona 160. A telephone number for reservation is 977-811143. Specialist meats like picanha and dishes like duck and pine nut salad. There's two barbecue areas, one inside and one outside, and there's a child's play area, so the children can enjoy themselves while you're enjoying a great meal at the Hacienda. Ring Clive for a reservation on 977-811143. The La Hacienda down at Miami Playa. And during August, there will be some special music nights. So, again, to find out more about it, ring Clive on 977-811143.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. Now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They had a high-five phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, go to show you never can tell. The mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
You're listening to a Still Rockin' special, The Boat That Rocked the World.
Love me do.
Speaking to Tony earlier, I found out that his most favourite act of that time, and probably still is, whether it be a singer or a band, was Elvis. So here's a song just for you, Tony. Thanks very much.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. Oh, but you want to be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Reunite. Make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. No, I'll be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dreamy night. If you really want my loving, treat me nice.
Now here's some guys that have been around a long time, since 1959 actually. It's Cliff and the Shadows, and this is a recent re-recording from their 60th anniversary tour.
Setting in the sun like an old town cat that don't know just where he's at. And I must admit to you, right now I feel that way too. Ain't got nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know. And time drags by. Rush here, rush there, get no place. Ain't got nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know. And time drags by real slow. We've come a long way, looks like the wrong way, and now we're broke. Day is too long a stay. That's no joke. What a day it's been, and it's getting worse. There must be a way to reverse situations such as these. If there is, then tell us, please.
got no, we ain't got nowhere to go. Nobody wants to know, and time drags by real slow. Time drags by real slow. Don't you just know?
We played a song by Paul Jones earlier. This is Paul Jones again singing with his group, Manfred Mann.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. Then I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
I can remember, as I mentioned before, sitting in the garden, cleaning my motorbike, and probably listening to this song in 1964.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me say. Two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live. live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, oh, save me, save me, save me from this queen. I got a big fat mama trying. So pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Seven.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleep.
Once again, for listening to the Still Rocking Show, we hope you enjoyed the show this week. A very, very special show on Radio Caroline, the ship that changed the world of music.
Oh, baby, does I love you anymore? Golden days before they end. Whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly. Send falling stars that seem to cry.
to eat them, say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall. Echo to you, that's all, that's all. But you'll see the only sunset after
Rocking Show with me, Norman Jay, signing off for this week. See you next week, same place, same time. Your voice on the radio.
Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.